still remember the look on your face when you opened the door and saw me standing there. Of course you knew your wife was having guests over. You just didn't expect one of them to be me, did you? And I wasn't about to ruin the surprise. I loved being the first one to arrive, getting to sit across the table from your wife, having her offer me tea, sitting there chatting with her like we were old friends, knowing that she has no fucking clue that I'm your slut. I'm the one that's been keeping you satisfied for all these months. I'm the reason that you're not trying to wake her in the night to fuck her, because your cock's just too worn out, isn't it, babe? Oh, I love her innocent smile and the way she talks about such mundane things as if they're more important than satisfying your cock. When, in fact, I know nothing's more important than that, babe. And I just smiled at her and nodded at the trivial things she talked about, all the while texting you naughty messages, asking you if your cock was hard, letting you know how wet and ready my cunt is for you. I loved watching you wriggle in your seat, trying so hard for her not to notice the color flushing your cheeks and your cock stiffening in your pants. Oh, but I noticed, babe. I noticed everything about your cock, especially when I want it so badly. God, I missed you. It's been so long since I felt that thick, hard cock of yours in my cunt. You know, it's the only reason I accepted her invitation to that party, to get fucked. And, of course, to do it right under her nose. Oh, fuck, I just love the fucking naughtiness of that. Knowing that I was gonna come over and get you to fuck me while your wife was totally oblivious. Oh, and we did fuck, didn't we, babe? Just as I was about to send you another naughty text telling you how much I needed you to come in me, the doorbell rang and guests for the party started arriving in droves. Well, that was my perfect opportunity, wasn't it, babe? I excused myself to the bathroom, knowing full well that you'd have to follow me. You wanted your slut too, didn't you? Oh, you missed the things that I could do to your cock. You missed your whore's holes. You missed me making you come. I didn't have to wait long, did I? The bathroom door opened and I saw that look of shock on your face. Not expecting me to be as ready to be fucked as I was. Bent over the bathroom counter, my short summer dress flipped up over my ass, pantyless giving you a view of my sexy round bare ass and my tan long legs, looking so pretty in my high-heeled red summer sandals, just offering myself to you, waiting for you to bring me that cock. And you locked the door behind you, and I watched you in the mirror start unbuckling your pants and undoing your zipper, and fuck, I love it when you take your cock out for me. And then you came up behind me and grabbed a handful of my hair, tilted my head back so that you could whisper in my ear, and you called me your fucking slut. And you told me how naughty I was for wanting to get fucked by you, right there in your own house with your wife in the next room. And I smiled at you in the mirror, nodding and telling you that I'm your slut, and that I couldn't wait for your cock anymore, begging you to fuck me. Please, babe. Please fuck me. Fuck, I needed it so badly. And you knew that this wasn't gonna be slow or gentle. This was gonna be one of those naughty, stolen, fast fucks. This was need and greed and lust, too long denied by both of us. We were long overdue for good fucking. Oh, and then you just lined your cock up with my dripping wet cunt, and oh god, and just thrust inside all the way. Oh fuck. Oh, and I couldn't help but moan at the feel of you. Fuck, I missed your cock, babe. Oh, and then your wife called out for you, needing you for something trivial, and oh god, oh, if that didn't make you fuck me harder and faster, knowing that she wanted you, but all you really wanted was to fuck your slut's cunt. Oh god, oh fuck, that was so good, babe. Hearing your call for you, and knowing I had you, and you weren't about to leave me until you filled me with cum. Oh, god. Oh, fuck. Oh, and I begged you not to stop, and oh, and I moaned some more, and started begging you to fuck me harder, and oh, I was getting too loud, wasn't I? You had no choice but to put your hand over my mouth, and tell me to be quiet if I wanted to get fucked by you. Oh, and you just kept pounding me and pounding me faster and harder. Oh, fuck, babe. Oh, fuck. Oh, I wanted to come with you. Oh, and I knew that you were close, so I slipped my hand between my legs and started furiously rubbing my clit while you pounded me. Oh, god, yes. Oh, it was maybe two or three more thrusts, and oh, god. Oh, you buried your cock deep and held it there while you pumped my cunt full of cum, oh, groaning and biting my neck and grabbing my tits and squeezing them as you unloaded inside your slut. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, god. It always feels so good. Oh, your hot cum flooding me deep. Oh, and I started to come, milking every last drop from your sexy balls. And when you finally pulled out, I slipped my fingers down lower into my cum-filled cunt and brought them to my lips and let you watch me in the mirror lick the cum from my fingers. Fuck, you always taste so good. And I wanted more, so of course I was down on my knees in an instant, cleaning off your cock, making sure none of that sweet cream of yours got wasted. I love the taste of your cock, but I knew we'd probably stayed away too long. Oh, and I didn't want to get caught. I love this after all, the sneaking around under all of their noses. So I helped you get dressed, zipping up your pants and giving you a kiss on the cheek while I whispered in your ear, "Oh, thank you, babe. I really fucking needed that." And you chuckled and kissed me hard on the lips and told me that you always need that from me. Oh, that's exactly what I want to hear, babe. And just so you know, I'm not done with you yet for tonight. We're gonna fuck again at the end of the night when she slips off to bed, exhausted and too tired to pay attention to you and your sexy cock. I'm gonna still be right here, waiting for round two and three and four. Oh, I want to go to bed sore tonight, babe. Oh, and you smiled at me and shook your head at my naughtiness, adjusting your stiffening cock in your pants, knowing you had to leave. You peeked out the bathroom door and slipped away with no one the wiser. And I fixed my lip gloss and my dress and my hair and followed you out to the party. And I spent the rest of the night smiling and chatting with your wife while your cum dripped from my pussy. Oh, fuck. You have no fucking idea how much I loved that. Because, oh, you might belong to her, but your cock will always